from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, U.S. Education Secretary Linda McMahon is visiting a middle school in Monmouth County today, and some parents are pulling their kids from school. McMahon is giving a presentation at Cedar Drive Middle School in Colts Neck, and children will be playing history-themed games to celebrate America's 250th birthday. However, some parents are angry. They feel it will have political bias because the program was formed by conservative groups. A letter that went out to parents earlier in the week described the event as nonpartisan, designed to inspire students' interest in U.S. history and civic responsibility. While gift card fraud is a year-round issue, it becomes especially prevalent during the holidays when scammers take advantage. To add an extra layer of protection for consumers, New Jersey Assemblywoman Barbara McMahon Stamato is backing legislation aimed at retail merchants.
So my bill would just be to add signage where the gift cards are displayed to just be like a buyer beware that you should be vigilant.
The Federal Trade Commission has also issued a warning to consumers that only scammers will ask that they buy gift cards as a form of payment. No legitimate business will ever request payment via gift cards. With MetroCard sales and refills set to end on December 31st, another fare option for Pathriders is now available.
Pathriders can now switch to the Tap card to continue paying fares with a physical card, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey announced. Tap cards can be purchased and reloaded from new user-friendly vending machines at Path stations and online. Unlike SmartLink, where riders had to buy a card and reload funds on two separate machines, they'll be able to buy and reload Tap cards at one machine. Tap cards can be loaded with any dollar amount, and riders can also buy 10, 20, and 40 trip packages. New Tap cards are available with a $5 purchase fee, but if you register the card online, you'll get a $5 travel credit. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And Pantone is unveiling its color of the year for 2026. The color experts selected Cloud Dancer, and it's being described as a shade of white that encourages true relaxation and focus. However, some social media critics referred to the selection as a swing and a miss, or the absence of color. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we getting another Arctic blast next week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather. A storm system is passing just to our south today. So we're dealing with frigid temperatures and also abundant cloud cover and some snow showers. Now, your best chance of a hint of sun this afternoon will be to the north, but your best chance for a coating of snow on the ground will be to the south, especially south of the Atlantic City Expressway. High temperatures today, lower 30s. Freezing mark, that's all you get. Bundle up out there. Tonight will be cloudy and calm, and temperatures only drop a couple degrees. We'll see lows around 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. There could be a flurry or sprinkle, and it won't be quite as cold. Highs reach about 40 degrees for your Saturday, lower 40s for Sunday with clouds and sun, and there will be a chance of a late day shower too. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Thanks, Dan. It's 22 in Andover, 30 in Monroe, 28 in Seaside Heights. Weather brought to you by Smart Carpet. Need new carpet, flooring, or window treatments? It's time to get ready for the holidays, so shop at home and save up to 50% off typical store prices. Call 1-800-526-RUGS or visit them online, smartcarpet.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.